It's time for Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN with your host, Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Get your sports medicine questions ready and call 855-787-1033.
Good Saturday morning, everyone. Welcome to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriao here, live in the studio. Episode 590 on this rainy, kind of early fall Saturday in North Texas. I am joined live by Saad and Harrison on the other side of the glass. And on this side of the glass, we have a full house. Dr. Blumenthal, Dr. Mayer, Dr. Ballard, and myself.
Doctor.
Alrighty.
Doctor.
This is doctor. Your weekly doctor. Sports medicine doctor. Current events doctor. Show where the doctor. Topics are ripped right off doctor. Of the sports doctor. Desk. Doctor. Over the next 2 hours, you're going to be informed, entertained, and hopefully you'll learn something new. You're going to have the opportunity to call in or text in. Keyword, text in. I think the text machine is working today without any glitches. I'm going to give you the phone number probably 100 times, 855-787-1033. And I'm going to give you the text machine number equally as often. It's five digits, lots of sixes, 64636. The one unique feature is you have to start off with the letters ESPN, and then you text in whatever you want. Now, it's not unlimited, so after 140 characters, I think it cuts off. But at least we know it's working today. So those of you who are regulars, and I know there are lots of you who are, text us your demographics, how old you are, what you do for a living, where you're listening from. We're always curious about the person listening from the farthest away. I think a couple of weeks ago, was it Milan, Scott?
Yes.
I thought, yeah, a couple of weeks ago we had Italy. A couple of weeks before that we had Australia. So we're curious, and now we have the text machine working so that we can identify. So,
and we've got the social media thing going again, so we'll see.
Well, you have the social media thing going. None of the others in this room know how to work the damn thing.
But no, we do. We just don't use it.
You don't use it. Saad, do you know how to use the social media thing?
Yeah, I'm pretty fluent in that.
So can someone ask us a question on Facebook?
The answer is yes. You know, we did the experiment a couple weeks ago, and Twitter was just a no-go for at least our demographic, but Facebook was. So I don't know.
All right. Those of you who are into that kind of thing, go ahead and do so. And 64636, don't text and drive, but start off with the letters ESPN and kind of let's see what's going on with our text machine. So we have lots to get to today. First and foremost, it is football season, and I would be – Harrison, you got to be paying attention to me. So I can...
Doesn't sound like Notre Dame.
No, it's not.
No need.
This is in honor of the two gentlemen in this room, primarily Dr. Mayer. He was kind enough to get us into the UT Notre Dame game last week, and as all of you know, upset. I'm not going to say it was a big upset. Not a big upset. I think Texas is really good. I really do.
A friend of mine's kid was down there and wanted to get the game, couldn't get tickets, and someone offered him a scalp ticket after the game started for $250.
Well, was that good or bad?
After the game started. No, I think that's kind of high for a college game, don't you think?
No, not really.
Not that game.
Not for that game. That's what I was thinking.
Not that
game.
Okay. Well, whatever. So, but it was after the game started.
Yeah, that's all right. That happens.
That happens?
Yeah. So Texas won.
Yeah, we heard.
The game, it was a great game. A very entertaining game. I think highest rated opening game in history.
Wow.
Yeah. And also the attendance, and now I'm going to sound like a Notre Dame homer because everywhere Notre Dame goes, they set attendance records. I was shocked that they didn't have more people prior to this game at Memorial Stadium. 102,315, a record. Mm-hmm. A few years ago when we played Oklahoma, it was a record. So I'm proud of that. But after the game was over, Dr. Mayer, who played at Texas, and I had a conversation which I think is very, very relevant to this particular show. It's a sports medicine show. And he was talking about how targeting has changed the complexion of how we play football or how we affect the game. So we're going to talk about Cam Newton and the fact that he was helmet to helmet and basically it was a flag, and that was a blown call. But there was also a similar kind of hit in the mm-hmm. Notre Dame Texas game mm-hmm. that changed the game.
It did.
It was on Corey Hunter Jr.
Yep.
Torrey Hunter yep. Jr. And he got a concussion, and in my opinion, it was targeting, but I didn't see it when I was there, and they didn't replay it. But if you go back and look at it, that was the definition. But Dr. Mayer, having played in the defensive backfield, said that that's kind of how you're taught to do it.
Yeah, when you look at it, you know, you guys were at the game, so I was watching, you know, from the comfort of my home, and so they did continue to replay the.
Did they talk about the fact that
it was? They talked about it. Oh. Because what I didn't know is after the fact. It can be called.
Yeah.
And so I was just waiting. I was like, dude, this is going to, they're going to bring this back. And they didn't. And I was highly surprised because they kept playing it over and over and over.
What part of the game was this in? Because
it was crucial. It was a crucial part of the game.
Right. I want to say it was a middle of the third.
Yeah.
Because frankly, I am embarrassed to say I turned it off when Texas was up by 17, saying,
well,
okay,
I'll tell
this
you
is
what,
over.
It was, oh, no. And a lot of people had the same feeling, but that Notre Dame came back, and in fact, I'm going to try to remember the actual situation. It was 31-28 Texas, and Notre Dame, that would have been a score.
That was going to be a touchdown.
It was a touchdown. I mean, the guy caught it.
Yeah.
And to that point, that fundamentally changes the game of football. So Torrey Hunter Jr. catches the ball, that's a touchdown. If the targeting rules are in place where you are so afraid to hit that guy anywhere up in the head after he catches the ball, you've turned football into 7-on-7. Notre Dame scores, most likely goes on to win the game. If the Texas defensive back does not make the play he needs to make the way he was taught, the way I was taught, you have to absolutely blast that receiver. That play is not over just because he catches the ball. You blast the receiver.
You have to blow him up.
You blow him up. You right. strike.
Okay,
and,
so
and now, that hit, now the targeting, we were at the game, so
I
we just
saw it
live. Right. Yeah, they're not right. showing the replay, but on TV, from what I heard, that's a hard rule to call targeting because it's different. It's fundamentally different if you're a quarterback standing in the pocket like the Statue of Liberty and someone blasts you in the head versus a receiver and a defensive back colliding, both going 100 miles an hour, and that type of hit that happened, that fundamentally changes the game, Notre Dame victory or Texas victory, in my opinion.
So I'm going to ask you this, because you're wearing two hats now, or should I say you're wearing two helmets now.
Yeah.
You're a doctor. You're a sports medicine doctor. Your job is to protect your players. And you've got this targeting thing, and you've got this helmet thing, but then at the same time, you're a football player and you're a football coach. What are your feelings as you watch that? I mean, you saw Torrey Hunter. He was out.
Oh, he was done.
He was out. Yeah.
He was
posturing. On
he
the
was
field.
Posturing. He done. Was unconscious. He was posturing, and that's a scary thing for me to see. And so, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, that's tough.
You've got to be conflicted.
Yeah, definitely it is, because I was on the other side where I was that defensive back, and yeah, I would have gone full go just like that Texas guy did. And I promise you, if it was flipped, and that was the Texas receiver, the Notre Dame safety would have done the absolute same thing.
Are you taught to do that?
Absolutely. You strike. You go to the strike point. You go right to where that ball is, and you blast them. Now,
we're
not talking about to the head.
No.
You are just trying to blow up that receiver. You have to blow them. You have to make them
drop the ball.
Drop the ball, because the play is not over. Right.
Right.
Catch is a catch. 1-2 football move. So just because the ball hit him in the hands, that's not over. The play is still there. You're taught where to put your hands into the catch point. You're taught where to hit him with your helmet right into the chest. You want to make a collision to make sure that guy catches the ball and that he earned that catch.
So, Brad, you saw the game from the comfort of your home.
Right.
And there is a rule in college where you can now, the official in the booth can make the targeting call.
After the fact.
After the fact.
Mm-hmm. On a replay.
Why didn't it happen?
I don't know. I mean,
Was it questionable?
It's such a tough thing because the guy was already, you know, the safety was coming over as the ball's in the air.
Right.
Okay.
So he was right.
And it was a catch and then boom. And I'm not saying he intended to hit the guy in the head, but when he caught it, he's tucking the ball and he's bringing his head down and it was just like crash.
That's football. People have to understand that's football.
Right. So the question is how do you separate targeting from a solid hit when the intent may not be to target for the head? So you see what I'm saying?
That's the gray zone there. Targeting isn't a problem when you see a quarterback standing there and someone just blasts a standing defensive non-moving receiver. That's an easy call to Cam Newton. Those are easy calls to make.
Isn't targeting for the head?
Yeah.
Right? Not for anything. I mean, you could blast somebody in the...
Leading with the crown of your helmet or leading into a head-to-head collision.
No, I think there's a different rule for that. If you lead with your head, that's a separate penalty than targeting. Targeting is going right for the head.
Or you may be thinking spearing or something like that.
Right.
Now, what about that kind of gray zone, you know, the nasty hit, not to the head, but that defenseless receiver gray zone thing? Do they call that in college?
I don't think this... Yeah, they do call that in college. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that what we're talking about was a defenseless receiver.
No, it doesn't sound
receiver,
like it. But
it was a football play.
Mm-hmm.
It was a football play. All right, interesting stuff. We have lots more to get to. 855-787-1033, as you know. This is Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel and the crew, all doctors in here today. 64636 is the text machine. They tell me that it is working, and it appears to be working. You got to start off with the letters ESPN. When we come back, we will take calls. We've got lots more to get to over these next couple of hours. This is Inside Sports Medicine. Quick break.